Greetings, and welcome to the NewsRamp Lifestyle and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, October 3rd, 2024, and we have a great mix of lifestyle and culture headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
T-Stitch Apparel, a new voice in sustainable fashion, blending artistic expression with eco-friendly streetwear. T-Stitch Apparel, a new player in sustainable fashion, launches its eco-friendly streetwear collection. With exclusive designs by artists worldwide, each purchase supports eco-conscious fashion and uplifts creative communities globally. Using print-on-demand tech, T-Stitch minimizes waste and ensures ethical production. Partnering with ethical manufacturers, T-Stitch offers 100% organic cotton garments built to last. Every sale contributes $1 to One Tree Planted for reforestation. While customers may wait longer for products, T-Stitch prioritizes quality and sustainability. Follow at T-Stitch for updates and new collections. CCHR, suicide rates once again climbing in the United States. Despite increased awareness during National Suicide Prevention Month, suicide rates in the United States are once again on the rise. In 2022, the rate climbed to 14.2 deaths per 100,000 Americans, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The Florida chapter of CCHR is urging lawmakers to investigate current suicide prevention methods, as depression, the most commonly diagnosed mental health disorder, is often linked to suicide. CCHR President Diane Stein emphasizes that the theory of depression being caused by a chemical imbalance in the brain is false, despite widespread belief. With pharmaceutical companies spending billions on advertising, the suicide rate continues to climb, prompting calls for a closer look at the mental health industry's failures.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Lifestyle and Culture Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.